Opening theme music fades in. Hello, Chuckle Chasers. You're tuned into Pun Intended with your host, Gigglesmith Gina, coming to you from the Laughter Lab at mathjokes.net. This week, we're diving deep into the darkest corners of humor with an episode that's not for the faint of heart. We're talking about dead baby jokes. Yes, you heard right, those controversial quips that push the boundaries of comedic comfort. So buckle up, because it's going to be a bumpy ride. Light, slightly mysterious background. Dead baby jokes have been stirring up the comedy pot since the 1960s, as part of the black comedy wave that challenged societal norms with shockingly dark content. These jokes are stark, often gruesome, and definitely not everyone's cup of tea. But beyond the initial shock, there's a complex psychological and social interplay at work. Background music fades. So why do some folks find these jokes funny? It boils down to a few factors. Firstly, there's the shock value. These jokes deliver a jolt that can disrupt our thinking and provoke an involuntary laugh. It's like a humor reflex. But there's more to it than just shock. For some, dark humor acts as a coping mechanism. It allows people to confront uncomfortable truths about mortality and human nature in a controlled, often communal environment. Laughing in the face of fear, so to speak. Now let's talk about the societal aspect. Dead baby jokes often reflect deeper cultural and social contexts. They can serve as a barometer for what's taboo, testing the limits of what society deems acceptable in humor. This isn't just rebellion for the sake of rebellion. It's a form of social commentary, a way to poke at the boundaries and see just how elastic they are. Boing like a stretching elastic. And here's where it gets even more intriguing. These jokes can strengthen in-group identities, creating a boundary between us and them. They can also serve as a tool for people, particularly the youth, to challenge societal norms and explore group dynamics. Background music fades. But like walking a tightrope, there's a fine line between dark humor and sheer offensiveness. It's all about balance. Knowing your audience, understanding the context, and always, always respecting the impact your words might have. As we wrap up today's dive into the deep dark, remember, humor is subjective. What's hilarious to one might be horrifying to another. So whether you're a fan of dark jokes or prefer your humor light and fluffy, the key is to share laughter without crossing into discomfort. That's all for today's episode of Pun Intended. I hope it's been as enlightening as it was entertaining. Don't forget to tune in next week when we explore the lighter side of math jokes. No calculators needed, just your funny bone. Theme music swells and fades out. Until next time, keep laughing and keep it kind. Goodbye, everyone. End of podcast episode.